Wanted to acknowledge that, Bill, your colors look good too. So I was talking to Pollyanna, aka Terry, before the event, and we were really remarking on the unique features of this program. You cannot pass sales tax measures for transportation in California anymore without an environmental component. And there have been several of the counties in this state that have included environmental programs as part of their sales tax programs. No program is more successful than this one. And I am proud to report, as Terry indicated, we have acquired approximately 900 acres of open space in Orange County at a total cost of $23 million. The program that we are managing and talking about here today ultimately will spend $250 million in purchase and restoration for open space in Orange County. And it is, I think, the most successful program in the state. It lays the foundation for additional partnerships, but Terry indicated that people are watching. People are looking at what we're doing here in Orange County, and we've had a number of our sister counties around the state call us and ask us about our program because it's been so successful. We've worked with all of the environmental agencies at the state level. We've worked with the environmental community very collaboratively, and a big part of that tribute goes to Melanie and Supervisor Bates for their leadership as part of our Environmental Oversight Committee. But it's been an absolutely fantastic effort. I need to acknowledge a couple of people as well. We have Dan Fu and Marissa Espino, who is here from OCTA. They've been actively engaged in the program, and they're the ones that are doing all the work. So we really want to acknowledge them. And then you'll see Ted Nguyen walking around. Ted's forever got a camera in his hand, but he's recording all of this stuff for posterity, so that's great. I think we also have to acknowledge the interim land managers. I want to especially single out the Transportation Corridor Agencies. Bill Berger was here. You got to meet him a few minutes ago. They are really helping us, OC Parks and the California State Parks as well. And then our partner in this event, or in this effort, is the State Department of Transportation, Caltrans. And we've got to recognize, typically, when Caltrans builds a freeway, they'll identify through the environmental process the mitigation that's necessary for building that project. And in the past, what they do is, if they're impacting an acre of wetlands, they'll go and find in the general vicinity another 2 acres or so of wetlands to provide for that mitigation. So you end up with a small piece of property. Doesn't it make much more sense that we are providing this kind of gift to the residents of Orange County to buy large parcels of land that will forever remain in the public domain as a wilderness area? I think this is just the way to do business. Caltrans has been a great supporter, and we want to thank them for working collaboratively with the regional agencies, the environmental community, and OCTA. So with this collaboration, we're going to move forward the M2 Freeway Improvement Program. That's 13 freeway improvement projects over the course of the next several years. We will be making critical transportation improvements for our residents and visitors, but also providing a lasting legacy of open space that we and our children and our grandchildren will be able to enjoy forever. So with that, I want to introduce our chair of the Orange County Transportation Authority, who also chairs the Environmental Oversight Committee, Supervisor Pat Bates.
Thank you, Will, and it's great to be here this afternoon to join you all. And I'm so pleased, such a great turnout. I had a little trouble coming from what I call the very south-south part of the 5th District, right next to Dana Point, and winding my way up here, and I thought, wow, you know, you forget what an incredibly beautiful county and the wildland areas that we still have, the open space, to give us respite from the urban areas. So this committee certainly has been totally focused on that, and look what we've been able to do. People actually said, it'll never happen, you know, so I think maybe I got assigned to it because it'll never happen, we'll put her on it. But guess what, you guys, I've had a fantastic committee to work with. My speaking points this morning, a little bit of the what we went through to get here, a little institutional knowledge to share with all of you, because we will pass on to other assignments. I'm term limited, as is my colleague Bill, but this has been a labor of love and a lot of heavy lifting, and we want you all to know what went into getting the measure on the ballot and what it really means. So let me cover that. Certainly this has been a pioneering effort to help conserve our natural habitat while planning for current and the future transportation needs of our county. Thanks to Orange County taxpayers and many stakeholders, and most importantly, the Environmental Coalition. I said to Melanie when I came in, the fact that the Environmental Coalition linked arms said we can do it. We can really have a role to play in the building of transportation projects, and at the same time, our passion be recognized in ensuring that we have preserved those very valuable conservation lands. So with your help, the support of Renewed Measure M, the half-cent sales tax was passed in 2006, and I believe in South County we had many of the communities almost an 80% approval rate for this particular sales tax, and as you know, that's kind of the heartland of the conservative movement, and we were able to turn them into supporters of this also. Under M2, 5% of the freeway program funds will be used to purchase and restore the natural habitat throughout the county. We're hoping to achieve what was originally thought we'd have over $200 million. Now we've had to ratchet that down a bit, so we're looking at between $150 million and $200 million in the next 30 years. And if everybody keeps buying Orange County out there, going to the mall, shopping, we will certainly get there. So we have to keep our attitude really up that things are going to turn around and we're going to see an uptick in our economy. $42 million was granted for the initial round of property purchases, and today we're celebrating the first 4 acquisitions and the 5 restorations we've been able to achieve over the course of the 3.5 years we've been at this. The properties include Saddle Creek South. It's an 84-acre property in Tribuco Canyon. The 296-acre Hayashi property, which is here in Brea. 399-acre Ferber Ranch property that's located northwest of Rancho Santa Margarita in Tribuco Canyon. The O'Neill Oaks property, that's a 119-acre property adjacent to O'Neill Regional Park. Although the revenue for the M2 program didn't start flowing in until April of this year, OCTA's board jump-started the M2 program with our early action plan, and the environmental program was included in that. Even with the downturn in the economy, we have recognized the importance of moving forward with plans to preserve land, minimize the impacts of our freeway projects, and certainly expedite environmental approvals. And that's one of the core purposes of this particular effort, and one I know Will and a number of our board members have taken to our representatives in Washington, hoping that they will look at how we've been able to do this and balance environment and development, and certainly move many projects more quickly forward for the benefit of the people here and certainly throughout our nation. In doing this, it has proved to be economically beneficial. OCTA is purchasing land during a modest market, allowing those tax dollars to stretch even further, and we've been able to do that. During the past 3.5 years, members of the Environmental Oversight Committee have worked tirelessly to develop this program and bring it to fruition. And it goes, it wouldn't be complete without mentioning our partners who've, their hard work has certainly been fundamental to our success. I see Dan Silver, glad to have you here. This time Dan wasn't able to make our first one, but here today, Aaron Wilson, Jonathan Snyder, and Sylvia Vega. They have been our resource agency partners and really have kept us right on track. And when we seem to lag a little bit, you know, we all get a little bit of bureaucracy in us. They would be there, come on, we can do it. And certainly we moved all the money into our first 2 years. We're continuing to work with the willing sellers to purchase properties, protect open space throughout the county, and we anticipate completing this first round of property purchases by later this year. It's truly been an honor to chair this committee, to work with folks from all different venues come together, and it's been such a collaborative process. I was really taken back when Jonathan Snyder said at our first presentation that this has been one of the most rewarding projects he's been involved with in his career with Fish and Wildlife. That really says something to have the resource agencies working with government in the way they have to bring something to fruition for all of you. So Congratulations to all. We have a diverse landscape, and with the efforts of this partnership, we will be able to keep it that way. And it's now my great pleasure to introduce the gentleman.